And I'm going to read for us the first 12 verses of Psalm 139. Psalm 139, for the director of music of David, a psalm. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
Lovely. Don't sit down, Christopher. Thank you very much for having me here this morning. I'm going to use you, Chris. So can you stand back up again? Because I'd like to know how well you know Chris as a church. How well do you know Chris as a church? So what I need is, I need two volunteers. Ideally under the age of 18, but you can be over the age of 18 if we need to. Two volunteers who might... Yep. Do you want to come and give us a hand? Lovely. Thank you very much. And... I need someone who can stay down there if you like.
Good stuff. I'm going to give you
a board and a pen. Oh, right. Okay.
There we go. Can you grab that for me?
Can I?
You're right with a board and a pen as well. You can just shout out. Well done. Chris, I'm going to give one of those to you. Okay. Thank you. Now, you can come with me. We can do this together.
Okay. Now, I'm going to shout for a minute. Can you come across here, Chris? You need to stand in the middle. Okay. Lovely. Well done. Now, Chris, we've got some A or B questions. You need to write down what is the correct answer on your board, and we're going to write down what we think on ours. You can join in, but just don't say anything out loud. So, Chris, what would you prefer? Hopefully it's going to come up behind me. Would you prefer fish and chips or... that's A. Or B, a curry. A, fish and chips, or B... a curry. Okay, we've got our answer. I don't know what you've thought down there. Don't say anything out loud. So we've written ours down.
Me too.
Okay, shall we say what we've got? We've gone for B, a curry. What have you gone for, James?
A, fish
and chips. Chris? Ooh, okay. All right. Okay, so right, rub it off. We're going to do another one. You've got another chance? Okay, yes. Great work. Well done. Okay, our second question is, what would you prefer? A dog, or B, a cat? What do you think? Can't put no either. Okie dokie. You written it down, James?
Yeah.
What did you put?
A
dog. Dogs are the best, aren't they? And we put B, a cat. What did you put? A. Oh. Perfect. No, you're right. Yes, the cat starts with a curly cur, doesn't it? Brilliant. Yes, sorry. It's not a bat, it's a cat. My bat. Okay, so we've won one at the moment. Third question. Yeah, you've got one, we've got one.
I got
okay.
Both right.
You got both right. Okay, third question. Who knows Chris best? Would you prefer, Chris? Get me. A cup of coffee or a cup of tea? Okay, we put K for cup of tea. Good work, well done. Do you know how to spell cup? Really, really well done. What did you put?
B.
B for tea. Yeah, you know that one. Okay, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, we need a tiebreaker. Chris, I'd like you to write down on your board a number between 1 and 1,000,000.
Okay.
Go. And we need to guess what number it is.
Two.
Okay, what have you put down?
I put down two.
Oh, right, did you? Oh, we put 73. Did you put two down?
No, I
got
two.
Well done, you were close enough. Good job. Okay, I think you win, James.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. Thanks, Chris. Thank you. There we go. I'll take that happy game. Good. Well, it sounds like you know Chris pretty well, particularly with a tea or coffee thing. That was an absolute gimme, wasn't it? You know things about Chris, but you don't know everything about him. But I wonder who could answer those questions about you. Who would you have to answer tough questions about you? Who would know you the best? Would anyone get the answers all correct? Could they even know what number you're going to say out of a million? Well, this psalm shows us that Chris read to us a moment ago. It shows us there is one person who does know everything, completely everything about you. Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, great work. Love that. Jesus does. In fact, we can make that bigger. God knows everything about us, doesn't he? Jesus is God and he knows everything about us. The Lord knows everything. Now, the question is, how well does the Lord know you? This morning, we're going to see two simple truths that help us put down deep roots, whether we're a grown-up or we're a child. Two simple truths that help us put down deep roots in the Lord. I'm going to read the first bit of Psalm 139 again, just to get it in our minds. If you can have it open in front of you, that would be brilliant, because we're going to be looking at it together. So if you need to do that on a phone, no worries. If you can get a Bible in front of you, that would be even better. Psalm 139, I'm going through the first 6 verses. Oh, wow, brilliant. Thank you. I'm going to read this bit across to the right. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. I'm going to pray and we're going to look at that. Shall we pray together? We need God's help. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you that you speak through your spirit to us as we read your word. We pray that you would soften our hearts and open our eyes, that we would see glorious things in your word this morning. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's the first simple truth that helps us put deep down roots in the Lord. Verse 1. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. So who does the Lord know? Well, he knows you. He knows me. So here's what we can say. The Lord knows me completely. In fact, we're going to do that. So I'm going to ask a question, and if you can answer with the Lord knows me completely, if we can flick onto the next slide, that'd be great. Who knows you? The answer is, the Lord knows me completely. So let's have a practice. Who knows you?
The Lord knows you completely.
Great, let's try again. Who knows you?
The Lord knows you completely.
Brilliant. Whenever I say, who knows you, your answer is, this morning?
The Lord knows you completely.
Brilliant. Well done. And that's the truth. You have searched me, Lord. And you know me. In fact, can you see in verse 2, if you've got the Bible open in front of you, you know when I sit and when I rise. The start of verse 2. So when you play football, if you play football, when you watch TV and you're sitting down, or watching YouTube, or playing computer games, when you're working, whether that's at school or in your job, when you talk to your friends, the Lord knows what you're doing and when you're doing it. So who knows you? Great, the Lord knows me completely. Now, who can remember the last holiday they went on? We went on a holiday, and I'm going to give you a clue about where we went on holiday. Here's the first clue. That and that. There's a clue as to where I went on holiday. My favourite bucket and my favourite spade. Here's another clue, because that might not be as specific as you need. Because here's another clue as to where we went on holiday. Where did we go on holiday? Did anyone tell me where we went on holiday?
Cornwall!
The mountains! Yes, I love that. Cornwall. We went to the beach in Cornwall, because really Cornwall is the only place you can go to the beach. That beach is in the world in Cornwall, where I'm from. We went to Cornwall to the beach. We did surfing, we used our buckets and spades. It was amazing. When we were there, did the Lord know about everything I was doing? Yes, he did. Because he knows me completely. He knows everything that I do, just like he knows everything about what you do as well. And look, he doesn't just know when we sit and when we rise. In verse 3, you discern, that means you know, my going out and my lying down. So when you were asleep in bed last night, did the Lord know about that? Yes, he did, didn't he? He knew about that completely. He's familiar with all our ways, it says in verse 3. So all the things we've done, the Lord has been there. He's seen it. Who knows you? Great job. And that means he doesn't just know what we do. He knows us completely. He knows what we think as well. He knows what we're thinking. Do you know what I'm thinking? I don't think you do know what I'm thinking. Sorry? I am. That's a fair point. I am thinking about the sermon. I am thinking about other things as well, though. This is the other thing I'm thinking about. See, whatever we think, the Lord knows it. It's like it's a sign above our heads. He knows all what they were thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. Oh, I'd love a cup of tea. I saw that cup of tea up there earlier. I thought, that looks like a good cup of tea. He knows what we're thinking. And it's like we've got a sign above our heads. He can see it. He can see it from afar, the psalm says. In fact, even more than he knows what we're thinking, have a look at verse 4. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. I sometimes don't know what I'm going to say before I say it. Do you sometimes say things that you haven't even thought about? They just kind of come out of your mouth. Yes, certainly. And sometimes that gets me in trouble. In fact, sometimes, sadly, I say things which I wish I could take back. Sometimes I've said things that were a bit mean, actually, and weren't very kind, and I wish I'd never said them. Well, the Lord knows those things too. He knows things about us before we even know them. Who knows you? And it's not just that he knows about us, he knows us. Now, I know about these people. Not them. Not them. Them. Does anyone know who they are? Yes. They're Dude Perfect. Tyler and Kobe and Cody and Corey and Garrett. Wow, I'm impressed. I remember those. Dude Perfect, they're my favourite YouTubers. They do trick shots. They're great. They're really brilliant. I know about Dude Perfect, but I don't know them. I don't know them personally. But the Lord knows you personally. He doesn't just know stuff about you. He knows you. He knows all about you from your deepest things, from your deepest fears and desires and cares and worries to the most shallow things. He knows everything that has happened to you or will happen to you from even before you were born, because he made you. He knows you. He's all around us, behind and before. He hems us in. All of our existence is under his gaze, actively, at all times, all of us. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing to think, isn't it,
It's great news that the Lord knows me and you completely. It's great news, but it's also a little bit uncomfortable. It's a little bit uncomfortable, isn't it? He's searched us. He knows every nook and cranny of our lives and our hearts. Everything. The reality in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, is that we're all searched and known. Is that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. How does that make you feel? It's actually a little bit uncomfortable, isn't it? He knows the stuff I want to keep secret. He knows my sin, it's laid before him. He knows all the things I did in the past that I wish I hadn't done. He was there when I did it. And it's the same for you. How does it make you feel? One day, you'll give an account to him for all you've done. Here's the great news. We need to remember, the Lord Jesus has come to give us mercy and grace in our time of need. When we stand before the Lord, we can say, Jesus died for me, I'm his. And all of our sins are covered. See, it's great news the Lord has searched us and knows us. Our sin is covered and we are his. So the Lord knowing us is a wonderful thing. He forgives our sin and makes us his very own. Maybe you feel like no one really knows you. You feel anonymous sometimes, or you just feel unknown. But here's the truth. He knows us. We are seen. The Lord of the universe. He knows you. It blows David's brain when he thinks about that. You can see it in verse 6. It blows his mind. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. That's kind of different language, but it blows my mind to think about it. Who knows you? Let's try it again. Who knows you?
The Lord knows you.
Wonderful. And that's a truth, a simple truth that can take a deep root in your life. We're going to look at the next bit of Psalm 139 in a moment. But before we do that, we're going to sing. Which song we're going to sing is going to be a surprise to me, but I look forward to it. Tell out my soul. That's a great choice, Christopher. Let's stand and sing that one, shall we? Do take a seat. Now, the fact that the Lord knows us is really good news. But maybe it does make you feel uncomfortable too. Maybe it makes you want to escape, to run away. That's how David, the writer, felt He wanted to hide when he remembered the Lord knew him. I'm going to read to you from verse 7 of Psalm 139. This is what David says. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Here is the second truth to take deep root. The Lord is everywhere. So here's the question. Where is the Lord?
The Lord is everywhere.
Good stuff. Let's do it one more time. Where is the Lord?
The Lord is everywhere.
The Lord is everywhere. Good stuff. Now, if you were to try and hide from your friends, children, here in the chapel, where would be a good hiding place?
Under the carpet.
Under the carpet. Wow. Through there. Oh, okay, good stuff. What about another place? Anyone else got a good place to hide? Yeah. Okay, that's not a bad idea. Now, okay, yeah, that's good thinking. Now, Chris is hidden somewhere in this room. Does anyone know where Chris is hidden? Yeah! There he is! Thank you, Simon. Oh, Chris, that was a rubbish hiding place, sorry. Found you! Oh, thanks though, Chris. Well done. Well done for trying, anyway. Now, if we wanted to hide from the Lord, Chris couldn't hide from you. If we wanted to hide from the Lord, we'd have to try a bit harder than Chris tried there, wouldn't we? We'd have to try harder. Maybe you could go up on a plane or on a rocket and you could go into outer space. You go like this astronaut here. He's out in space there. Maybe you could travel for long, long time and go as far as this next. I don't know. That's from the James Webb telescope that's up in space taking pictures of things that are a long way away. Maybe you could go all the way to the furthest reaches of that and try and hide from the Lord. Would the Lord be there? Where is the Lord? He's everywhere. He's there, in the farthest reaches of the universe. How about this? If you went down into the sea, if you got your flippers on and your snorkel and you went into the sea and went down as deep and took a deep dive and went to the bottom of the sea, could you escape from the Lord? Would the Lord be there? Yes, he would be there, wouldn't he? Here's a place. This is the furthest place away from anyone in the world. It's the most remote place in the world. It's called Point Nemo. Okay? Point Nemo is just in the middle of the Southern Ocean, below the Pacific Ocean. And it is, that point there, no one's there. It's in the middle of the sea. It is 1,666 miles away from the closest landfall, which is an uninhabited island. Wow! If you went there, could you escape from the Lord? No. Where is the Lord? The Lord is everywhere, that's right. Oh, there's a question. Could we go to Antarctica and escape the Lord? It's not there anymore. Could you go to Antarctica and escape the Lord? No. The Lord is there. How do we know the Lord is there? Because, where is the Lord?
Everywhere.
The Lord is everywhere. That's right. David says, if I rise on the wings of the dawn. That means if I go as far east as I can. So, I don't know, which way is east from here? I should have checked that beforehand. That way. That way? That way. That, I'm going to go that way because I think that's north. So that makes that east. If you go as far east as you can, you go to Norfolk. Now that's far east. If you go further than that, across into mainland Europe and through Europe and into Asia and all the way across, you could keep going and the Lord is there. If you went on the far side of the sea, from where David is, that's west. that way. If you went west into Cornwall, you might want to stop there because it's beautiful. But if you even went further past Cornwall and into the Atlantic and across to Canada and across the Pacific, the Lord is there. He is everywhere. There is nowhere we can go that he is not. Where is the Lord? He is everywhere. The Lord is everywhere. Do you remember the story of Jonah from the Bible? Remember the story of Jonah? Remember what happens with Jonah? God said, go and tell the Ninevites about him to repent. And Jonah says no and tried to run away. How far did Jonah get?
Halfway across the ocean, then he got swallowed by a whale.
Yeah! Halfway across the ocean, he got swallowed by a whale. He didn't get very far, did he? Silly Jonah. But we're a bit like him sometimes. Sometimes we think of God here at church, but we forget about him at school or at home or at work. And we kind of just forget about him as if he's not there. But he's there because the Lord is everywhere. And here's the thing about his presence. It's not kind of vague. It's personal. God is a he. This psalm, how many times it says the word you? It's speaking to the Lord. 39 times it says you. God is personal. We can't get away from him, the one who knows us. And it's more than just places where the Lord is. Have a look at verse 11 with me if you've got a Bible. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. God is with us, and he is everywhere in the light and the dark. Now, maybe, children, you feel scared of the dark or scared in the dark. When it's dark, you maybe feel alone and worried. Is God scared of the dark? He's not scared of the dark. He's everywhere. He's with you. The night shines like the day for him. So next time you're scared in the dark, you can remind yourself or get your grown-up to remind you, the Lord is everywhere. And that means he's with us in the dark. And is anyone stronger than him? No. But maybe sometimes we think that darkness, in verse 11, darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. It's a place to hide, and we choose to do naughty things because darkness, we can think we can get away with it. It can hide us, that no one will find out. So maybe we take the last biscuit when we've been told not to and eat it under the covers because no one will see. Or we sneak a screen up to our bedroom and watch it under a cartoon under the covers by ourselves, even when we're not allowed. But God sees that too. The Lord is everywhere and he sees everything. We can't keep sin in the darkness. He sees it all. And that's why the good news of Jesus is great news, because even when we choose to do wrong, when we choose to sin, God knows it. And he still forgives when we say sorry. Here's the question. Where is the Lord? The Lord is everywhere, guiding and holding his people. Wherever you go, he is there to guide you, holding you fast. The Lord is everywhere. Great. We're going to see one more thing from Psalm 139. We're going to sing again. Wonderful. We're going to sing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Thank you very much, James. Let's stand and sing this song.
Oh,
if you grab a seat. So two simple truths that take deep root. Who knows you?
The Lord knows you completely.
Great. And where is the Lord?
The Lord is everywhere.
Now, what difference do those two simple truths make to our lives? Those simple truths that put down deep roots. I'm just going to give two differences that make to our lives every day. Here's the first difference. It makes us remember that our view of God is too small.
We think
of God as just a bigger version of us. Can you see him? Oh, maybe not. I'm going to see if I can. I can't. Is he going to stand? No, he's not. This here is a Lego man. He is actually a Lego racing driver from our collection at home. Now, sometimes we think of God as just a bigger version of us. So this is me. I am just a small little one, and God is massive. We think of God as just kind of a blown up version of us with just a bit more power and just a bit better. But he's different. He's not just a bigger version of us. He's the creator, and we are creatures. He is God, and we are not. He is greater than we can imagine. So if you could think of the biggest and greatest and most powerful being that you can imagine in your mind, the Lord is greater than that. It is impossible for us to have a big enough view of God. It's impossible. We can't. Our minds can't conceive of how great he is. He is greater than we can imagine. And we think he's just a bit like us sometimes. He is a spirit. Infinite and eternal and unchangeable in his being, in his wisdom, in his power, in his holiness, in his justice, in his goodness, in his truth. He is everywhere. He's not restricted, not limited. He knows you. He knows all things. So here's the first difference. We need to say sorry, don't we? We need to repent and say sorry for when we think too small of him, when we expect too little. And we think he's just a bit like us. We need to say sorry, don't we? And we need to pray that he would give us a bigger view of who he is in all his amazingness and glory. That'd be a good thing to pray, wouldn't it? A sorry and a please prayer. We'll do that in a moment. Here's the second thing these truths do to us. I think they comfort us too. We can be comforted this morning that the Lord knows you and the Lord is everywhere. So that means he is with you everywhere. Children every year start a new class, and that can be a bit intimidating. Or at one point, children, you're going to start in big school, if you haven't already, in secondary school, and that can be a bit scary. New classmates, new teachers, loads of people. It can feel nerve-wracking, but the Lord is with you right there. If you find school difficult and you don't like it very much, the Lord is with you. You can go anywhere and God is with you. At your desk, whether that's in school or at work, with the children, in the playground, whatever you're doing. For adults, if there is a change happening in your life, whatever happens, new job, new challenges, exciting things, or if whatever change that happens in your life is unwelcome, like illness or trials or struggle, the Lord knows. And he is with you in it. So you are never alone. In the hospital, he's there. At the funeral, he's there. On your way into that meeting, he is there. In your exams, he is there. And not just with you as well. He is with all of us, with every believer. He's with our brothers and sisters in Argentina, who we prayed about earlier, in North Korea. It's really hard being a Christian in North Korea right now. In the labor camps where tens of thousands of Christians are imprisoned, God is there with them, holding them fast. Isn't that a brilliant thought? They are never alone, and we are never alone. And we know he is with us because he has come to us in Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, who lived and died and rose and ascended and is returning one day. He has sent his promised Holy Spirit, and so he dwells within you when you trust Jesus. When you follow Jesus, the Lord is with you because he lives in you by his Spirit. You belong to him and he will not let you go. Isn't that brilliant? That's comforting, isn't it? We can be comforted by these truths in Psalm 139. And if you're not following Jesus here this morning, the Lord still knows you. He still knows everything about you and he is still everywhere. So the very best thing you can do this morning is to find out about him. The very best thing you can do is to say sorry to him for your sin and ask for his forgiveness, and he will give it. Two simple truths that put down deep roots. Parents, why not repeat those with your children this week? Why not pray them in? Let's say these words again. Who knows you? Where is the Lord? That should leave us repenting. And it should leave us comforting. It should leave us, in fact, humbly praying the last words in Psalm 139, which is this, it's a prayer. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. Shall we pray that together? I'm going to pray. You join with me. Father God, thank you so much that you know us. Lord, we praise you that you know us completely, individually, personally. We praise you that you are everywhere. We cannot escape from you, but you are with us. Please forgive us for having too small a view of you. Please would you expand, blow up, blow our minds with how amazing you are and make us want to follow you more and more. We praise you that you have come to us in the Lord Jesus and you are with us now by your Spirit. Father God, we pray, we echo this prayer in Psalm 139. Lord, search us and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. Well, we're going to pray, we're going to sing a song about the Lord. Behold our God. Let's stand and sing.
nothing can compare. Come let us adore.